This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Daryl came after us for talking about Jose Ramirez. We've touched the third rail.
Isn't that amazing that Jose somehow has become this polarizing figure? Because everybody else has played so poorly that... Because he's played poorly, they can't make up for everybody else playing poorly. Or maybe vice versa. And so now the target is squarely on him for a lot of fans.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he's the most beloved guy we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird situation. Like, that wouldn't happen. Like, LeBron James is not going to have bad playoffs. Like, it happened maybe one time in his career. He had one bad NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
That just doesn't happen in that sport. Baseball's totally different. Like, people are telling you all the different amazing MLB players, Hall of Famers, that were not good in the playoffs.
LeBron also wouldn't only get four shots to affect a game.
Yeah,
though.
You're right. It's a different sport. It's a totally different sport.
216-474-0092. Listen, I don't do it because I love Jose Ramirez. I asked whether or not we could. Can we criticize Jose Ramirez?
People
for
are.
This postseason performance. Can we do it?
I mean, yeah, I'm critical. Like, he needs to play better or they're going down. Like, he needs to get a couple of hits today or else they're probably going down and we don't get to see him again. They're not coming back for game five.
He needs more than hits. He needs runs batted in today. We need it.
And
we
he's
need a hit from him.
If yeah, Kwan's
going to come
on.
Out, if Kwan's going to come out and get on base three times, we've got to move him around. We've got to get him in.
Let me get to the phones here. Demos and Shep first hand. Then we're going to get to this Mark Ross audio. Hello, Demos.
Good morning. So, hi. Look, the olden days when there was just American League and National League, right? You got two teams that make the playoffs. They'll go right to the World Series, right? Then they started doing the different divisions. And what that allows is teams that are playing better at the end of the year to do better. And now we've got the wild card. And Detroit is just playing better right now. But... look, Jose is going to be fine in 3 years from now. He's going to have the statue. If anything, will be beloved in Kim Anderson incident. So I'm not worried about his legacy and this and that. I mean, you know, there's a lot of players. Ernie Banks never won a World Series, and you know, and it was in the Hall of Fame. So you know, this is just baseball, Ken. Sorry, that's the real reason.
Oh, so every baseball conversation comes back to it's just baseball, so everything's fine.
Yeah, it's baseball's completely different in terms of the percentages and the decision making and the analytics. And like I said, if Jose's only up four times, five times. You know, he better make something happen, and I think it's fair to criticize him.
Oh, okay. So I just don't like to say it's baseball. We got it because Stephen Vogt just can't throw up his hands and say it's baseball, Demos.
Well, look, he's more loquacious than me, so I hope he does say more than that. But for a simple guy like me, it's just baseball.
You are not a simple guy. You're anything but simple, Demos. Thank you very much for the call.
Well, think about how different this is. Like, Lamar Jackson, two-time MVP, is clearly one of the top quarterbacks and overall players in the NFL, yeah. But doesn't perform and hasn't performed in the playoffs, has no real playoff success to speak of, mm-hmm. and he gets hammered for it. In baseball, it is a very, very different way that we treat this stuff. And I think like the football fans that watch baseball kind of casually want to jump into baseball and rip guys that don't perform in the playoffs up and down. When... you know, take any 35, he's played 35 career games, right? Take any 35 sample in any regular season, and even the best players are terrible. So it's not, like, do you think it's a pressure thing? Because really good Major League Baseball players have really struggled in the playoffs. Like, is it if you give them enough opportunities, they'll eventually come around, like Clayton Kershaw?
It's an impossible, yes. I think that there's a little bit more there. I mean, when we talk about some of the greatest players to ever do it in the postseason, they play for teams that tend to have a lot of opportunities to do it. I mean, you brought, how many, did you say three games or three at-bats for Mike Trout in the postseason?
Three games. He's had three games.
Okay. I was like, was there like a wild card game that I missed, like a play-in or something like that? There's more pressure on Jose than there would be other guys. Now, Aaron Judge has a lot of opportunities to hit in the postseason because he plays for a team that, damn it, with their payroll should be there. Other guys have stepped up. Giancarlo Stanton stepped up last night for them. But Jose Ramirez plays on a team that might not have that many opportunities to do so. They are blessed to be in the postseason often because they've made the right moves. However, they are usually a team that has a lot of guys around their leading player who doesn't have a lot of experience. So there's more pressure on him to perform. Plus, I mean, let's be honest, we're all just grinding here, and so he's a name that we all love and trust. And when he can't get a bat on a ball, then it seems like we all lose hope. In 10 years, I will not say any of these things about Jose Ramirez, that he was a stiff or that he was a choke artist or none of that will be said. Because I won't mean it. Why would I say it? But in this moment, he's not a stiff and he's not a choke artist. But man, I need him to get on base. I need him to knock some guys in. I need other guys to do their job. Andrés Giménez has been terrible. Terrible. And really has been timid at the plate all year. So there's so many things that we can start with that you don't really even know where to finish.
By the way, Giménez is our second highest paid player, right?
I understand that.
$107 million, something like that?
Yeah. Yes. But there's going to be more pressure on a guy whose team is not at the highest payroll. But there's pressure on all these guys. They're in very small, they get very few chances to make a huge difference in big moments. The only thing I want to do is, to what Demos is saying, is to guarantee his spot in the Hall of Fame. He is a he's a six-time All-Star now. I believe he will finish in the top five in MVP voting. Five times so far in his career, he's been fantastic. He's 31 years old. What is missing is a deep postseason run that would put him to some certain level here. People like to tell stories about these guys. I need my story. I don't want it to be Clay Matthews or anything like that. He's been fantastic for this team. But I don't want to have that type of memory, and I am uncomfortable with the entire conversation of criticizing Jose Ramirez. I didn't want to do it. Here we are. So that's a problem that we have.
And I mean, he's someone, he did have big moments in 2016. You know, the first year he was in the postseason. It's just, man, it's crazy to think that run was 8 years ago.
All right. Quick. Here's something to pick up our spirits. Here's Mark Ross yesterday on Afternoon Drive, former NFL general manager.
Mark Ross on Amy Lawrence.
On Amy Lawrence. Beg your pardon. Go ahead.
Number one, you got to play Jameis Winston. You just have to, you know, for the psyche of everybody in that organization. Of course, on public record, the head coach, everybody said, yeah, we believe in Deshaun still, but I guarantee you there's not one person who thinks that guy can play anymore. And when you look week after week after week and you just see how abysmal he is as a player, you know, if his name was anything else and he didn't have that contract, there'd be no way he'd still be a starting quarterback in the NFL. And I just think, when you know that as a team and you're going in, the team, players are smart. They know. And when you're watching film every week and you're going through those games, that those guys probably just are looking like, what is going on here? This guy is killing us. And it's really his malpractice for an organization to keep trotting him out there because, I mean, he is beyond, at this point, really the worst quarterback in the league. And I think just Jameis, for better or for worse, he's the answer. Of course not. But at least Jameis has shown throughout his career that he can put points up in the board. You know, he can move the ball. He can be streaky. And it seems as if he's got a lot more leadership quality to him there. So I think that Deshaun Watson situation may be the worst trade in the history of sports.
I mean, as of right now,
he's totally wrong. He's wrong. He's wrong. Yeah, he's wrong.
It's not the worst trade in the history of sports.
No, Bryce Young's the worst quarterback in the NFL. Not Deshaun Watson. Come on. Ours is the second worst. Come on, Mark Ross.
Get
your facts straight.
Between that and playing, passable games like the Raiders, we are setting a very high bar here, are we not?